Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from sixth canto, chapter 18, entitled Diti Vows to Kill King Indra. And I've been scheduled to read verse 51 and 52, and 52 is on the board, so I'll read the Sanskrit and the translation of 51 that has no purport, and then we'll chant together 52. Nardauta pada prayata, narda pada udaksira, sayita na parananyair, nanak nana chasandhyayo. Translation. You should not lie down without having washed both of your feet, or without being purified, nor with wet feet, or with your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked or with other women, or during the sunrise or sunset. Verse text 52. So we can chant together. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi pran sri yamachutam. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi pran sri yamachutam. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi pran sri yamachutam. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi pran sri yamachutam. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi pram siyamachutam. Dautam vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi prams. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Sarva mangala samyuta. Puyayet pratarasat prak. Govi prams. Dauta vasa suchir nityam. Dauta vasa.
Dauta vasa.
Wedding washed cloth.
Suchi.
Being purified.
Purified.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Always.
Always.
Sarva Mangala,
Sarva Mangala,
with all auspicious items.
Samyutta,
adorn.
Puyayet,
one should worship.
Pratasat,
Prak, before breakfast.
Govipran,
the cows and brahmanas.
Shriyam,
the goddess of fortune.
Achyutam,
the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation: putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items, before breakfast, one should worship the cows, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport: if one is trained to honor and worship the cows and brahmanas, he is actually civilized. The worship of the Supreme Lord is recommended, and the Lord is very fond of the cows and brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Itayacha. In other words, a civilization in which there is no respect for the cows and brahmanas is condemned. One cannot become spiritually advanced without acquiring the brahminical qualifications and giving protection to cows. Cow protection ensures sufficient food prepared with milk, which is needed for an advanced civilization. One should not pollute civilization by eating the flesh of cows. A civilization must do something progressive, and then it is Aryan civilization. Instead of killing the cow to eat flesh, civilized men must prepare various milk products that will enhance the condition of society. If one follows the Brahminical culture, he will become competent in Krishna consciousness. We can repeat, if you want to repeat with me. Putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items, before breakfast, one should worship the cows, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. Omangyanati mirandasya gyananjana salakaya Chaksurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham si guru si yuta pada kamalam si gurum vaisnavamscha si rupam sagrayatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam si radha krishna padam sahagana lalita si visakam vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavanisvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. With these prayers we just offer our honor and respects to all gurus. Srila Prabhupada wanted all his disciples to be gurus, which means just sharing with others what we are receiving in Krishna consciousness. So we have, before breakfast, we have already fulfilled this prescription of honoring the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas. And now here there is so much talking about the cows. So cow protection is amazing how much Srila Prabhupada talks about cow protection. I was searching on the web and there were so many quotes about cow protection. So it says, protection of cows is the single most important principle, single, no need of anything else, just worshipping the cows, towards saving the whole world from both material and spiritual degradation, which is so pervading at present. Simply by protection of cows, all the wonderful benefits of religiosity and piety will be automatically achieved without any separate endeavor. So simply worshipping of the cows, that's all we need. Because Krishna is a servant of the cows. He's the servant of the cows. He's known as Govinda, Gopal, who loves the cows, takes care of the cows, and protects the cows. No? So if he's the servant of the cows, what are we expected to be? No? So we are also the servants of the cows, and if we are not, we are wrong. We are not going towards becoming the servant of Krishna, because he's serving the cows. So human society needs only sufficient grains and milk to solve all economical problems. Other activities besides these two are artificial necessities created by man to kill his valuable life by wasting his time in things that are not needed. And Krishna shows us his example by living as a Vaishya. He chooses to live as a Vaishya. He could have stayed in the palace. Of course, he was in a prison, but he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could have killed immediately Kamsa and stay in Mathura in the palace. But he chose to go to Vrindavan in the family of Vaishya and be a Vaishya himself, taking care of the cows. That was his pleasure. This is his pleasure. And this should be also our pleasure. So killing Krishna, the cow is the mother. And the bull is the father of human being, of human society. No, they are our father and mother, and we should try to look at them like this. No, like a father, he is working so hard to gain grains, to gain economy, to maintain his family. No, he may nowadays not be working the land, but that was originally the role of the father, taking care of the land and the cows. So therefore, the bull is considered our father. And the mother is breastfeeding the child, taking care of the child, feeding the child. Therefore, the cow is also considered our mother because she provides milk for human society. No? The cow is the mother because just as one sucks the breast of one's mother, human society takes cow milk. And the bull is the father because the father earns for the children, just as the bull is tilling the ground to produce grains. So we hear here Srila Prabhupada mentioning this beautiful verse, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Itaya Cha, Jagaditaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. I offer my obeisances to Sri Krishna, who is the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas, and the well-wisher of whole human society and the whole world. So he's our well-wisher. We couldn't have any best well-wisher than him. And he is wishing well for every single person of us, no? To all human society, to the whole world. And if we need to share his glory, his pleasure, he's known as Govinda because he's full of pleasure. No? So if we really want to share, to receive the share of his mercy, then we need to become the servants of the cows. Nowadays, society, and I beg forgiveness for all those who might be following this kind of diet, is becoming fired up with the vegan society. Vegan, let's become vegan, that's so cool, no? And it might be good for those who otherwise are just eating meat and eating all sorts of horrible things. That might be good, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know what to say about this. Because Krishna is talking about, and Srila Prabhupada is talking about, protecting the cows. I remember when I was a mother breastfeeding my children. I have three wonderful sons. And I gave them my milk for 3 or 4 years at least. And sometimes they would feel satisfied and they would feel asleep for so long. And the breasts, we love so much our children, the best breasts get filled up with milk. Hard, they become hard like the earths of the cows. They become fat and very thick and hard when they are filled with milk. So it hurts. It hurts. And it hurts. So we think, oh, when is my child going to wake up? You know? And we don't wake him up because we love our child. So, well, what, I have to wait. So honoring the cow means honoring her milk. That's honoring the cow. As a child, a loving child is just eager for sucking the mother's milk. And he grows strong and free from so much lust. I don't know how much we are able to share that feeling, but yes, they are protected. They are protected. They feel satisfied. And this is the way a child honors the mother, and this is the way human society honors mother cow, by receiving her gifts. If I have a very valuable gift, something that I really think, oh, this really matches this person that I love so much, and I offer, and she doesn't even look at it. I remember it happened to me once. My God, I felt devastated. I had worked 3 months very hard to drawing a project I had, and I presented, and they had already decided it was not going to be approved. So, okay, I agree. If it is not a good idea, I agree. Okay, I want the best for our society. Okay, if they don't approve it, but at least, I don't know, honor it. Or look at it. Oh, you were so hard. My God, there were many pages, not just 3. So it happened to me, and I felt devastated. My God, felt very bad. So the mother is preparing this milk for us to take. So if human society is not drinking milk, what are we doing? Do you think we are protecting the cow? We are not honoring the cow, that's clear. But are we protecting the cow? What happens when a cow, imagine, human society has become vegan. I have a friend here who's a vegan. Human society has become vegan. Okay, cool. We are. And I read about the statistics about how many vegan people are in United Kingdom and United States. No, imagine whole society has become vegan. What would happen to the cows? Do you think we are protecting them? What is going to happen to them? Anyone wants to guess? Yes, that's it. It happened. I live this. In Spain, in 2000, the year 2000, we moved forward towards becoming European Union. No? And we were going to adopt the euro, and then there must be some compromise between the country and the European Union. So then everything is very organized, paca. So some countries are famous for producing certain kinds of things, other countries are famous for producing certain kinds of things, and like that, no? So Switzerland and Holland, they are famous for their... I've been in Switzerland, I have family who are from there, and it's such good meal, so they have so much rain, they have so much green grass and so many fat cows. So these countries are famous for that, and they are bestowed that blessing that they are providing meal for Europe. And in Spain, we have lots of sun and lots of dry land. And we produce cereal, we produce grains. So that was like that, no? It became like that. And in the village where our farm community is, there were few families in the village that were living by keeping cows. Keeping cows. They might be not the best protector of the cows, but at least they take care of them. Even one family was taking them to graze to the country. We would see them moving around. And at least they are taken care, at least to some extent, no? So when we became more committed to the European Union, the European Union came and killed so many cows in Spain, hundreds and thousands of cows, because we were no longer meant to produce milk for other countries. No? So it's like that. So this society is funny. When I read the statistics, it says, in United Kingdom in 1993, there were 100,000 vegans. 100,000. And in 2005, I didn't get any closer reference, there were 279,000 of vegans in the United Kingdom. So it means that it tripled. In 12 years, it tripled. And in the United States, there are 1 million vegans plus 7.3 vegetarians and 22 million of people who recognize that vegetarianism is better, and they are very appreciative, and they try to be, but they are not. But they like and appreciate. So, and 54% of these people in America, they said that they were vegans because of animal welfare. So funny, it really made me laugh. Because then it says, Vegetarian Times says, look at this, vegetarians is a group of consumers. This is what they are looking for. They are looking for consumers. Those who are vegetarians, those who are vegan. Vegans are consumers. Don't think you are getting free. And they are expert in tricking us and thinking, this is the way to be healthy. This is the way to protect the animals. We are very much concerned for the well-being of the cows. It's not true. They are here, I don't know in English, but it is obvious. They are a group of consumers. This is what they want. They want our blood. They want our money. That's all. So we are not protecting the cows by these tricky solutions. When my children were little, I was pregnant of my third child. We were living in a house in the farm close to the road. There are several roads in the farm because it's a very big farm. So one day a car stopped and I saw the car and there were two young ladies coming out from the car. And I approached them, and I said, hello, how are you, and you want to see? And because we had some vegetable garden and cows. No, we didn't have any cows. We had vegetable garden and flowers. And they came in, and then I invited them to enter the house, and we had herbal tea, and we had homemade bread. And we were having fun talking and about naturism and things like that. Then my husband came and we were sitting together. And then they revealed why they had to stop at our house. And they say that they were practicing yoga and they were taking it seriously. And they have listened, that is very auspicious to protect the cows. Very auspicious. And they were willing to donate a cow. And we had been thinking about that. Oh, we are going to have our third child and we have no milk. And it was amazing. Krishna just brought them there. No? And not only that, they also tell us that they were willing to maintain, to feed the cow for all their life. Doctor, whatever, food, everything. And they did. They did. We call this cow Lila. Such a beautiful cow. And it happened other times too. We got two more cows from other persons like that. You know? It was such a nice, loving cow. A Swiss cow, actually. And was giving lots of milk. Her, I don't know the word, udders, how you call it? yes, other, were filled packed, no, because she was pregnant. These girls, these ladies gave us, donated us a cow that was pregnant. And wonderful cow, no, and there was so much abundance in our house. All neighbors, our friends, devotees, they would come and get milk and cheese, and our children were fat, and other children of other families would come, and they would all take milk at our house. Ganga was coming with her children. And it's so wonderful. It generates auspiciousness and joy. Joy, because Krishna is a servant of the cows, and he is full of joy. So if we want, all you need is love, all you need is enjoy and pleasure. This is what we want, because this is what we are. So if we want to be happy, protect the cows. Protect the cows. Trust Krishna. Why should we trust these people who are very interested in us becoming consumers? Why should trust them? Now there is so many people who understand that pharmacy, I have a brother who is very sick, and now he moved towards naturism after talking so long. So, you know, I think you are pretty right. Now he's feeling the problem in his flesh, no? So he's moving towards alternative solutions. And so, because they understand this is business, pharmacy is business, and veganism is becoming is business also. So, and there are more examples like that, no? We met in those days when we were having our children who were just small kids. We met a family who were raising cows, vegetarians, and protecting cows to some extent. And we would visit them because we were willing to know how to take care of the cows nicely, no? They were successful, so we were willing to know also. And we made friends, they were very nice people. And every time we would go, there would be so much meal, so much cheese, so much yogurt. Then they learned to, in those days we didn't have in the stores all these kinds of lassies that nowadays it is so popular. They were not. So we taught them how to make lassi, and they were fired up. And they start also selling lassi in bottles. In crystal bottles, with banana lassi and strawberry lassi. These were the two main ones. And there was abundance and joy. We would feel happy to visit them. And later on, many years later, I visit them again, and it was a whole different energy. I think the wife had died or something had happened. And children had grown up, and this man had become a vegan. Actually, really, he had become a vegan. And he had developed a philosophy, a new philosophy, of course. And so that's why we have to be very careful not to deviate from Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And you can look at the Veda base. There is so many quotes, so many times he's talking about cow protection, cow protection, cow protection. So many, many, many times. You live healthy, you'll develop the intelligence to understand Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you won't be able to understand Krishna consciousness. We might be diving in the surface of Krishna consciousness, but we won't be able to dive in Krishna consciousness as it is, real Krishna consciousness. No? So he had become a vegan, and he had developed a philosophy that this milking the cow is exploiting the cow. And then he started milking the cows only once a day, and the cows start giving less and less and less milk and less milk, and they were not so jolly. And then later on they got sick. Such healthy cows this man had, and they got sick, and he got in so much trouble, so much trouble, so much trouble. So we have to be very careful not to deviate from Srila Prabhupada's instructions and guidance. And he has talked consistently, not on one occasionally, but consistently about protecting the cows. And he even says that protecting the cows is primary, and honoring the brahmanas is secondary. So main thing is the cows. Of course, we honor all, because that's our culture. We honor all living entities, even to the end, no? But cows is the main thing. Look at his most dear land. How is it called? It's called after the cows. Brajabhumi, this planet, is called Vrajabhumi. The planet, his land is called Vrajabhumi. I mean his planet. Vrajabhumi, his planet, not this planet. Vrajabhumi, the planet of the cows. And Goloka, the planet of the cows. And Gokula, here, the land of the cows. And Govardhan. Everything, his most dear places are called after the cows. So that's a very important thing. If we really want to become Krishna conscious, we need to protect the cows and to honor the cows. We need to love the cows. I have, sometimes we are worried about health and like that. My second son, such a nice boy, so I was so much willing to care him, and I was breastfeeding him, and he started repeatedly throwing out all the milk. I was surprised. I don't know I had so much milk, because after throwing we would completely get soaked, completely soaked. Our clothes were completely soaked, my clothes, his clothes and bed, everything soaked with milk and liquids, I guess. And again, I was trying not to become obsessed by it, very positive. I'm very calm whenever this would happen, never fearing, no. Trust Krishna, trust nature. So very peaceful, because if I get upset, he feels that, and then he comes to not liking the milk. So I didn't want him not to like the milk, so I was not becoming too paranoid about it, but too much time was passing on. I think the child was already 2 months, something like that, when we went to the doctor. I was trying to avoid that, because I know they say, oh, he's allergic to milk, so no more milk. And I didn't want him to tell me that, but they told me, my friends, trust him, he's a very nice doctor. I went, we were lucky. And he was a doctor, a traditional doctor, but he was mainly, although he was a doctor, really, with university degrees, he was mainly, had given his heart to naturism. And he trusts the laws of nature. And he was asking me, and I was explaining what was going on. And he said, oh, yes, it seems he has some incompatibility with the milk, which means he's allergic. But does he want to take your milk? And I had, from the very beginning, I understood, if I get upset, he's not going to like it. So yes, he wants very much. I said, trust him. Why don't you trust your son? Why don't you trust nature? Trust nature. Drink, don't you? Doesn't he feel eager to drink milk? So let him drink milk, and slowly he will overcome it. So there we were for months. He was breastfeeding, and he was throwing, and breastfeeding, and he was throwing. And I was always very peaceful and very loving, as Srimati Mataji was saying. Such a nice message she shared in the forum, Mayapur forum, you know, about loving our children. If our children feel love, all fear is overcome, because they feel safe. No, so I would understand that, and I would be very peaceful, not look at the problem, but look at the solution, which is loving the son, my son, and trust in nature. He's willing to take milk. So slowly, it took months, he overcome it. And he is a very big, nice boy, young man now. There is a question, and I think it's time for that. So please. There is a mic there. If someone can approach it.
I just thought of something. We have 375 cows and bulls in Mayapur Goshal.
All glories to your soul.
No. How come there's three or four devotees working with the cows? How many devotees are
there? Many, I don't know, thousands. Seems like we are thousands.
Yeah, just a question.
I visit the Gosala, thank you very much for your question. And I visited the Gosala on the first of the year with some friends, and I was, wow, such a difference. As our elephants, the first elephants we had here in Mayapur, they died. They got sick because we're standing always over the concrete, and they are not born in that environment, and they died. And now our cows, of course, now they have had a wonderful facility, and now our cows also are getting more and more wonderful facilities, very nice facilities. They have land with fences for them to be protected and safe, don't get lost and stand on earth, on Mother Earth. So I was really very glad to see how such a nice care is being provided to the cows. And I encourage anyone who feels inclination towards the cows, who understands how much is needed to take care of the cows, to do something for the cows. We may not all be directly serving in the goshala, I mean, or we may could all go there, or maybe we can study about how to take turns and go there. So whether we may do this, which is a good idea, taking turns and all sharing the seva, or might not, but what is very important to understand is honoring the milk. I asked the question, how much milk is being produced? And they told me, I like very much the answer, don't worry about how much milk is going on, like the consumer people. Don't worry about that. Worry about or think about the cows being happy. And I have the experience as a mother. When a mother is happy, the mother produces milk. And like that family, when the cows were not happy, the cows withdrew the milk. Of course, that guy was milking them, that person, I mean, I beg pardon. We should honor all living entities. It's not a guy, it's a very nice person, very nice person. So he developed that twisted philosophy, and the cows got different, they turn different now. So we must honor the cow by taking milk. Don't worry, are they being killed? Are they not being killed? We don't want them to be killed, so take milk. Take milk. And care for them, as this Prabhu is telling. Approach the cows, the goshala cows, and all other cows as well. Approach them. Share with people who are taking care of cows, share with them the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Of course, many don't speak Bengali out there. But first, charity starts at home. So charity starts at home. And I agree it's a very good idea that if there are only a few devotees taking care of so many cows, maybe, I think it seems clear that I don't know who can organize this. I guess those who are directly involved right now with the cows organize a way and communicate also. So communicate is very important, no? How to develop this initiative for all of us to receive the privilege of taking care of Krishna's cows. These are Krishna's cows. All cows are Krishna's. But these cows here, especially Radha Madhava's cows, it's a privilege. It is a privilege. So we should become conscious of it and be ready to share. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Yes?
Thank you so much for your lecture. Great, lots of information. I was very appreciative of it. I do fully agree with the idea of cow protection. I think it's extremely important. Srila Prabhupada says so in so many parts of all the scripture. And I do believe that if we do make a way so that everyone can create like a farm community in cities and different countries and around the world, that would be like the best way to protect cows in general. I fully agree with that. The thing though, the problem I think is that reality says different. The milk industry has grown so much, and right now because of milk industry there is lots of suffering of cows, And not because of us, but in general, like society says that milk should be consumed in a certain way. So as far as veganism goes, I know that 60% of the people that are vegan actually do it for cow protection initiatives. Like they want to avoid consuming milk that is produced in such cruel procedures and industry. Mm-hmm. So to me, basically the question I want to get to is, if you are talking about cow protection, knowing that in today's reality, the milk industry is horrible. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
And it's not taking care of the cows at all. And it's so hard to make everyone have cows and treat them well, as we do here in Mayapur, which is beautiful. If you're a person that's living in the middle town of Chicago, what should you do? Should you avoid milk products because it comes from the cow industry, milk industry? Or should you move to Mayapur and start a farm community? Like, how real is that? Like, and out of the two evils, is it better to avoid milk or is it better to just consume milk that's been produced in such horrible conditions in the milk industry?
Yes, nowadays factories of milk, it looks like factories, more like cow sheds. They are not cow sheds. It's just producing, consuming, consumers. It's really horrible. So we should not, I got a very nice message today about we are on the highway towards Krishna. So we need to know our limitations, and it's related to the article was related to our scriptures of not too much nor too little. No. So we have to, it was explaining that our life is like a highway towards Krishna. We are already in the path towards Krishna. We are souls moving towards Krishna. This is what we are. So it's a very auspicious situation in which we are. And the ditches on the both sides of the highway are this tendency of doing more than I can, like now becoming a cow. I may not. No? Cowherd person, no? Or fully, 100%, I may not. And the other ditch is doing too little. So we have to find a balance. And in balance, there is success, no? It is keeping, no? It's keeping us safe in the highway towards Krishna. I have no solution. It's really very horrible, the milk. But industry. But don't think that if people become vegan, they are going to solve the problem. The problem may become even worse. Because they are going to, if society would become vegan, they would kill the cows for sure. Who is going to keep a cow? It's so costly to keep a cow. It costs very much. It's very, very costly. It is. The persons who are involved with cow protection, they know it's very costly. So not too much, not too little. Maybe we are not, if we would be in the middle of city, we may not drink, I remember our milk, Agama and Ram, these were our two famous milks in the place where I am from. So we may not drink these milks, but we can look for, and there are other options. Let people drink that milk, let them drink milk, it's better, there is milk, than they become all vegans. If they become all vegans, they will kill all cows, finished, no more. It happened in Spain. So I am not in favor of those industries at all. But whatever little we may be able to do, that we can encourage. So if I would be living in the middle of a city, now it's many years I have not been living in the middle of the city because I've been living always in a farm or here. But I've been visiting my mom. So what I would do, I would look at the milk and I would look those that comes from protected farms, special farms. So there are options. Might not be the best of options, but it's a fair option. Srila Prabhupada himself, he didn't reject the milk of industries. And they talked, the devotees told him, and he didn't reject it. He would be focused on the goal. Our goal, our destination is Krishna. And all these temporary misunderstandings is false, is not a reality. As that Brahmana, who understood that by meditation he could also worship the Lord, and he was very poor, and he started doing all that meditation. So we need to meditate. I'm preaching to myself. One dear friend of mine told me once that your weakness is your mind. Terrible mind do I have. So I need to practice that. I need Krishna, please help me. We can pray to him. Please, Krishna, help me to control my mind, to focus my mind on you. Srila Prabhupada would drink that milk because he was focusing. Krishna is the lover of the cows, and this milk is prasadam. So we need to become conscious of that fact, that Krishna is so kind that although we are in this most abominable world, still he sees the intention. He sees our intention. So yes, I would take milk. I don't like so much to say this in a sense, but yes, I would. I would choose for, and I would try, as we did when my children were young, I would try to meet those persons who are producing the milk. Let's go, children, let's go to meet these nice persons, farmers, or with your friends. Oh, let's have fun and visit to these people, and in a friendly mood, know them, and then share. And so this is, yes, there is someone there, and lady two, he or she, I don't mind.
Thank you, Mataji, for a wonderful lecture. I have one query.
You have to the
I have one query. I was just thinking when you were telling taking care when cow is milking. In India, I have observed that when cow is milking,
the cow?
Cow gives milk.
Yes.
People do take care of them. Like we have farms and everything. But when they don't supply milk, people leave them on streets. And then they become weak and they are not properly taken care of. How should we look at that? Because at that time they are not productive.
Yeah, I understand.
But they leave it on street and they just eat garbage and other things.
Yes,
and it's very
they do. But the plastic, we have to be also careful about those plastics.
Yes,
we have to be. So in Vrindavan there is that nice. He's passed away now, His Grace, Gurma Rupa Prabhu, such a wonderful Vaishnava. So he did that, he developed that. He started collecting all the cows. He didn't have any cows. I don't say this is the duty of our Goshala here. But if a devotee, as Gurma Rupa Prabhu did, feels inspired and compassion to those cows, all glories. It's a wonderful service to develop. Charity starts at home, and this is the home of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we can also see those cows as mothers. We should not only look at my children as my children, but also others. So yes, it's a wonderful initiative. And there is this Prabhu also who was willing to say something because he's okay. Hare Krishna. I think you had to switch it on, maybe.
Okay, it's working. You are talking on the answer on the Smataji's question that if everybody becomes vegan, they will kill all cows. I'm wondering, are you aware that this milk industry that they are getting is not because cows are giving with the love, but because they are producing calves. And the 90% of the calves they are produced are killed within few weeks after the birth. Within few minutes, calves is taken away from the mother. And they do that for 4 or 5 years till cow is completely finished bodily. and then they kill the cow. So if people keep taking milk in this way, so every day millions of cows are killed. If everybody stop drinking that kind of milk, so they, maybe they will kill all those cows, but then it will be done. It will not be. But in this way, it is continuously going on. The calves are taken away from the cow and they are killed. So if you look from that perspective, I think there are more calves and cows unhappy in this way than if we stop taking that kind of milk and then once for all stopped abusing cows in this way. For in my feeling, the taking the, that kind of milk is not protecting the cow. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I cannot say I have the solution and the, this way to look at this topic. The way I have presented is the absolute right way to look at it, although it seems quite logical that if nobody takes milk, cows are going to be killed without so much suffering, but killing a cow is the same result. But I think we need to preach more. That's a conclusion, because the solution is we need to embrace Prabhupada's teachings, and he didn't. He knew all that. It's not that now we know because we have seen so, or some. I look a little, but I saw how horribly they treat the cows and the porks and all animals. It's heartbreaking. Completely, I agree totally with you. It's horrible. Yet, if we follow Prabhupada, and he was conscious of it, and still he kept on preaching, and devotees were telling Prabhupada this milk, the sugar, and this and that, and he kept on. I mean, the point I was really trying to stress is that we need to look at the goal. And with all our shortcomings, I have lots of them, do our best, and as I was telling her, that if I would be living in the middle of a city, like Madrid or New York or London, I would look for those who are at least kind to the cows. And they are nice farms, I know, nice farms that they take care of the cows. They may say, okay, goodbye at a certain moment, and some don't. Some, I don't know how much is that, but I don't think becoming vegan is the solution. I think the solution is to preach more, be more convinced, and live according to what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us.
May I say one more thing?
What?
You are mentioning Holland as a European country who produced the milk. It happened that I'm coming from Holland. So some time ago was on the TV was in the program about milk industry. So they could not find. They find only one farm in Holland that give cows all freedom to live and all love to stay there. All other farms they are misusing cows in Holland. They could not find the. Even only one was it.
That's really
to that,
sad.
To that standard.
In Spain, in the north of Spain, is not perfect at all, but there is much rain and much green grass, and you can drive and see the cows in the fields. They are killing them, but they are in the fields. It's a very sad thing. I don't want to say that I agree that we should take the milk of the cities. I don't agree. It's not nice. Yet if we are in this situation and we want to worship Krishna, I cannot save myself. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, no? And so when Krishna goes, he calls the cows. So we need to call for the cows and see if Krishna comes and help us. When he goes to the fields, he says, hey Davali! And then you know which cow comes? Which is the cow that comes? Davali, do we know Krishna's cows? The color of the cow, some guess? Which color is Davali? She's a white cow. And when Krishna says, hey, Davali, Davali, a white cow, comes with a huge group of white cows. And then he calls, "Hey, Hamsi, Chandani, Ganga, Mukta." And then 24 groups of white cows come. And then he calls, "Hey, Yamuna." We had a cow, Yamuna. You know which color is Yamuna? That's easy. Black, blackish. And "Hey, Dumala, Shyamala," the cows, the blackish cows come with a big group. And then he calls, "Hey, Pingala." Which color is Pingala? No, black. Shyamala and Yamuna are black. "Hey, Pita, hey, Haritaki." They are yellowish cows. So I think we need to call for Krishna's help. "Please help us." This is what Draupadi did. "Hey, Govinda, please help me." We are in a desperate situation. To think about this is most horrible, abominable, how they are treated, these cows. So I think we need to preach and we need to pray Krishna and chant our japa. I receive also very nice belief on the present. Don't worry about all these things because I am not the controller. I am not the controller, I am your servant, Krishna. Please allow me to understand this as soon as possible. Because I keep on going on and on and on with all my arguments and on and on and on. I never surrender to him. So I need to surrender to him. I don't know if it applies to you also. But I need to surrender unto him and pray to Krishna. Please, the situation is terrible. Like when Lord Advaita was calling for Gauranga Mahaprabhu to come. And when other Vaishnavas in our tradition were praying for Krishna, how Lord Brahma approached the milk ocean to please save us. So we need to pray because we are not the controller. I cannot solve. I am not Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's Prabhu. I don't know if he wants to say. Oh, it's late. I think that's it.
Sorry, last little point. Actually, Srila Prabhupada did have the solution. He started farm communities all over the world. And he said that these farm communities should supply milk not only for the local devotees, but for the nearby cities. And that when we do this, and we do this properly, then the other farmers who are not necessarily devotees will come and see that things are successful, the cows are happy,
yes,
people are getting better quality milk, and yes, that will spread.
Yes.
So unfortunately, Prabhupada said this almost 50 years ago, and ISKCON is doing it to some degree, it's going on, but not to the expansion degree that Srila Prabhupada encouraged.
Yes.
So there's been a little bit of dropping of the ball.
I agree with what you say.
Part. So the solution is there. Prabhupada gave it very clearly on several occasions. He said the other farmers will come and see and they will copy.
Yes.
And it's happening, actually. In some countries, they have ahimsa dairies. Some are managed by devotees. Like in America, we have Gita Nagari, and in New Vrindavan. ISKCON's been moved to Florida now. But in other countries, there's ahimsa dairies that are not even managed by devotees. That people are maintaining cows, protecting cows, letting them live their lives peacefully and happily to the very end, not slaughtering them, and giving ahimsa milk. And they're not even devotees, but they know devotees because some devotees set that example for them, which is what Prabhupada asked us to do.
Yes. We had a son. We are part of the solution or we are part of the problem, so we need to look at solutions. And Srila Prabhupada has given us the solutions. I think it's very late. We need to finish. But the cows are so captivating.
Hare Krishna. I like the point with preaching, that we have to preach more.
Sorry, before devotees leave, I didn't honor that question, and I think that I could have taken the advantage. How many of us here now would be ready to form part of a chain of, not that now we all become cowherd boys and men, or women, but to some degree, at turn, we are 3,000 devotees in Mayapur, so a chain that maybe once a month or once a week or once whatever, or once every 3 months, I don't know, but to become a part of a chain to give our energy and support to the cows. How many of us would want to do that? Those who live here, of course. That's nice. So I don't know the name of that devotee, but I'll tell him somehow. that there are devotees ready. So, excuse me.
So, the point with preaching, if we do book distribution, etc., then they get Srila Prabhupada's message. Now, what I see a problem is that we can preach, or I say now, also the younger devotees, second generations, if we don't do the Sadhana Bhakti strict, we don't have the most. I don't say it gives always exceptions, not the power to preach. So I think it should be also, we should try to care more, for example, now in Mayapur, we have so many children. Where are these children? In the temple, in the program. So if I feel very strong that Srila Prabhupada would like to see also that we care more for our children, that they are, I mean, I read also in the forum, you know, what was going on, but personally I think we take too less, or we encourage too less. We can say it's the family, it's just the mother, parents' two duties, but I feel it's also, it comes also from the managers. If they are a good example, then they can preach about this to attain the program, etc., and they can become strong and go out and preach. Otherwise, mm-hmm. many they are scared to preach. Just a little thought.
Yes, thank you for sharing. That should be always encouraged. Sometimes I tell my friend, hey, call me, give me a call when I am in a down. Give me a call so we can help each other to become more committed to following the program. That's always very nice. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.